Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Between Death and Life, Conversations with a Spirit by Dolores Cannon is a new age and metaphysical exploration of what, in her view, occurs after physical death and before a new birth. Cannon, a hypnotherapist and past life regression practitioner, presents material drawn from many hypnosis sessions conducted over years of clinical work. The book is structured largely as question and answer style exchanges, where Cannon asks about the death process, the transition out of the body, and the environments and activities associated with the spirit realm. Rather than offering a single narrative, it compiles recurring themes reported by different subjects and organizes them into topic-focused chapters. Central concerns include whether personality survives death, how souls review and interpret life events, why difficult lifetimes may still be meaningful, and how relationships and future lives are planned. The overall purpose is both explanatory and reassuring, aiming to reduce fear of death while encouraging a broader, spiritually oriented view of human life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the death transition and continuity of identity, a central focus of the book, is the moment of death as described through hypnotic regression accounts. Cannon presents the transition less as an abrupt ending and more as a change in state, where awareness continues after the body ceases to function. Across the session she reports, subjects describe separating from the physical body, observing events with a different perspective, and experiencing an initial adjustment period. These descriptions are used to address one of the book's core questions, does personality survive death? Cannon's material generally suggests that individual traits, memories, and preferences persist, even while the spirit is portrayed as having broader understanding than during embodied life. The theme is not presented as doctrine, but as patterns she claims to have encountered repeatedly. By emphasizing continuity, the book aims to reframe death from a feared annihilation into a transition that still involves learning, relationships, and choice. This topic also sets up later chapters by establishing the idea that post-death experiences vary, and that expectations, emotions, and attachments can shape how the transition is perceived. Secondly, levels or regions in the spirit world. Cannon describes the after-death environment as consisting of different levels of existence rather than a single uniform destination. In the accounts she compiles, the spirit realm is depicted as having distinct areas or conditions that correspond to a soul's state of mind, development, or attachments. Some descriptions are comforting and expansive, while others emphasize confusion, limitation, or difficulty moving on. The idea of variation supports the book's broader argument that the afterlife is not simply reward and punishment in a conventional sense, but a complex landscape where individuals encounter what they are prepared to perceive. This framework also allows Cannon to discuss a range of phenomena often associated with afterlife literature, including earthbound spirits and the reasons some presences may linger near physical places or people. The multi-level model functions as an organizing tool for her material, connecting questions about fear, guilt, and unfinished business to the quality of post-death experience. It also reinforces the book's practical intent if attitudes and beliefs influence perception. Then cultivating clarity and responsibility during life may be portrayed as beneficial for what comes after. Thirdly, guides, helpers, and the idea of guardian angels. Another major topic is the role of spiritual guidance. Cannon includes accounts in which beings described as guides, helpers, or guardian angels assist individuals during the death transition, help orient them in the spirit realm, and sometimes support them during earthly life. In her presentation, these guides are not portrayed primarily as distant authorities, but as intelligences that can provide reassurance, direction, and perspective. The book links guidance to learning souls are described as reviewing experiences, recognizing patterns, and preparing for further growth. With assistance from more knowledgeable entities, the guide theme also connects to everyday spirituality. By presenting guidance as a recurring element in regression narratives, Cannon encourages readers to consider that they may not be alone in moments of crisis or decision, even if such support is subtle or interpreted through intuition. At the same time, the book generally frames guidance as compatible with free will, meaning help is available, but choices remain the individual's responsibility. This balance supports the book's overall message of comfort without removing personal accountability for how one lives and what one learns. Fourthly, life planning, karma, and relationships across lifetimes. Cannon devotes significant attention to how lives are chosen or planned before birth and how relationships may continue across multiple incarnations. In the reported sessions, souls are often described as selecting circumstances that will provide specific lessons, balancing past actions, or working through ongoing dynamics with familiar souls. This is where the book directly engages with karmic ideas, not only consequences, but also education and refinement through experience. relationships are treated as especially important because family ties, partnerships, and conflicts can be framed as opportunities for growth rather than random events. The planning theme also serves to address difficult questions, such as why suffering occurs or why some people face harsh conditions. The book's approach tends to suggest that challenges may have purpose within a longer spiritual timeline, even if that purpose is not visible from within one lifetime. Importantly, Kamen's material does not reduce everything to fate. Planning is typically depicted as involving options and probabilities, with room for choice during life. This topic invites readers to reinterpret turning points and relational patterns as potentially meaningful elements in a broader journey. Lastly, meaning in difficult lifetimes and the purpose of earthly experience. A recurring question in the book is why painful or seemingly negative lives would be undertaken at all. Kanon's compilation of regression accounts often treats hardship as potentially useful, not as moral condemnation. Difficult experiences may be framed as catalysts for compassion, humility, resilience, or deeper understanding of others. The book also explores how souls evaluate experiences, sometimes through a review process where events are reconsidered with greater clarity than was possible while alive. This theme ties into the broader purpose of life to learn, to develop spiritually, and to contribute to others through one's choices. The emphasis on purpose is part of the book's appeal to readers seeking reassurance. If existence continues and learning is ongoing, then even imperfect lives can be seen as part of a larger curriculum rather than a final verdict. The book also touches on big theological perceptions, including how people conceptualize God and the devil, but generally uses these discussions to highlight differences in belief and interpretation rather than to enforce a single religious framework. Overall, this topic positions the book as both an afterlife inquiry and a guide for viewing present life with greater meaning and responsibility. In conclusion, Between Death and Life, Conversations with a Spirit is best suited for readers who are interested in reincarnation, hypnosis-based spirituality, and explorations of consciousness that sit outside conventional religious doctrine. Those who feel anxiety about death may find the book's recurring emphasis on continuity, guidance, and learning especially comforting. While more analytical readers may appreciate that Kanon repeatedly frames her claims as patterns drawn from many sessions rather than as a single visionary revelation, the practical benefit is less about step-by-step technique and more about perspective. It encourages readers to interpret major life themes, especially relationships and adversity, as part of a longer arc of growth. It also provides a structured set of topics to think through, from the moment of dying to the idea of planning a future life. What makes it stand out within afterlife and past life regression literature is its compilation style and its focus on the between lives interval, presented through dialogue-like transcripts rather than purely authorial exposition. Readers who prefer conventional theology or demand scientific verification may remain unconvinced, but within its genre, the book offers a coherent, organized survey of questions many people ask about what comes after and why life matters now. If you would like to support Dolores Kanon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.